Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Dave Peterson. Today's day, ladies and gentlemen, is, of course, January the 14th, 2021, as we are continuing our growth series throughout this year, 2021. We're going to be doing our growth series in reference to helping and assisting small businesses, entrepreneurs, local churches, and nonprofit organizations to help them build and grow their network in the area where they do business. Guys, we're going to have a beautiful show today. It's a beautiful day in Houston, Texas. And I'm super excited for the opportunities that we're doing right now to give you guys some insight as to the outlook of what you can be expecting this year, 2021. And it's all about growth. And so we want to continue this on the level where we're going to be sharing some unique tools and tips to really help you understand the importance of it. And so we're also going to be talking about a lot of other things that we have opportunity-wise in reference to our rideshare business that we have here in Houston, as well as the iBoomerang opportunity that we have as well for others who want to generate some additional income, part-time or full-time. Opportunities are abounding right now, and there are so many plethora of opportunities you can jump into. You have a lot about the trading, the bitcoins, and all these different things that's out here and networking. Of course, lotions and potions and juices and all these other things, right? Health and wellness industry is still growing. So we're now taking a really president lead right now in reference to how we're growing, what we needed to be grow to continue to grow, and then what do I utilize in our gifts and talents for the betterment of mankind. And so it's all about how we grow and what it takes to grow. And so let's face it, growth is essential for any business. If you're not growing, your competitors are, and this means you're losing out on new business. According to the new research, the biggest challenge is finding strategies to help you achieve growth. Simply put, far too many companies don't know how to grow. And are you struggling with growth? We want to inspire you right now. And here are sure to give you some insight on 7 key trends that you can use in 2021. We're talking about B2B growth strategies or business to business. And you think about it, you're creating entrepreneurs, leaders. You want to build a network of leaders. You want to continue to help them. Educate them and inspire them to continue to move forward instead of backwards. And so growth is not only a sign of a company's success in business, it's also the key to its long-term survival. In order to be competitive and stay relevant, a company needs to grow. As simple as that. But because if you're not growing, you are giving away the lion's share of the market to your more ambitious competitors, and your customers are likely to choose their services and products instead of yours. And remember this, whoever the most hungry will win. And we always want to use what is called the win formula, what's important now. So it's no surprise that growth remains the top strategic priority for CEOs of medium and large-sized companies in 2020-2021, according to the Gartner's 2020 CEO and Senior Executive Survey. So if you look at it, growth remains the top priorities for CEOs. Then you got IT-related, corporate, financial, workforce, customers, product improvement, cost management, and productivity, and, of course, innovation. So number one, you want to look at it like this, ladies and gentlemen. If you're looking at growth, which to me is the most important commodity on the planet, and the more we grow, the better we are, the stronger we are, and the more we're able to do and help more people. And we want to be the what's happening, the buzz out there right now. So you want to, number one, security and privacy is going to be key when it comes to your B2B growth, doing it business to business, and also B2C for business to customers, because you're going to be gathering data or information. And so you want to make sure you have enough security and privacy for each one so you don't be out there sharing their information with other companies. So most companies don't have that security as they should, and a lot of them won't admit that they don't have it. But the truth of the matter, the more they know you're secure and you're locking key their information, you're not sharing with no one else, then you have more people trusting your business, trusting what you say you're going to do, and that way they can continue to do business with you. Number two, always customer experience. As I say, you want to be customer obsessed. Everything is going to be based off your customers. They're the ones that's going to be your lifeline, your bloodline to your growth. And basically, you might love your customers, but have you ever asked yourself if they love is reciprocal? For many customers, it's not. According to research from Cisco, customers would not care if 74% of the brands that they use vanished. Ouch. Yeah. And remember that. Customers would not care if 74% of the brands they use vanished away. That's bad. But if you think about it, it's the truth. So if you think about it, you want to look at opportunities of growth. Where you're relevant, whether you consistently are a favorite, and that you continue to be, of course, transparent with your customers and making sure you're being straightforward. And the more you help them get what they want, ladies and gentlemen, the more you're going to have what you want. And this is one of the ways that you can really see yourself growing in the marketplace amongst your competitors or people that's doing the same thing you're doing. So you think about it now, you got all these different companies that's doing similar or the same thing that you're doing, whether you're in network marketing, whether you are in traditional business, or if you just have an internet-based business that you're just running right now. And here at GTE Professional Network Radio, well, my competitors, of course, is other web designers in the city of Houston who also build websites like myself. So in essence, I have to stay a step above the other designers to continue to get work or business on a regular weekly basis. And so number three, real-time customer service. Imagine the scenario. You're ready to sign up a new online subscription service, but at the last second you have a question. So you send an email with your query over to the sales team. The problem, it takes them hours to respond. And by that point, you've either lost the need or even interest for such a tool or sign up with the other of their competitors. This scenario happens all the time, every day, and guess what? You got to look at it. What are you doing to get immediate response in real time? You notice on websites, when I design a website, I always give them basically they can chat directly with their customers real time. And if they have a question on that chat, you can chat back. Then you can give them an answer. That's the most relevant one. But you got to hire somebody to be on point with that. That's going to be monitoring that on a regular daily basis. So that way, on real time, you basically want to make sure that you follow up with them right away. And so, shockingly, the average customer support response time is over 12 hours. with some companies taking more than a week to respond. And, of course, who's going to be paying attention after that? Nobody. Move on to the next business. So if you have a faster response time, guess what? Your customers are going to want to continue to do business with you. If you have the slowest response time, which is about 8 days, don't expect them to come follow back up with you or even do business with you after that. If you got 12 hours, 10 minutes average response time, the fastest response time is 1 minute in the industry. If you think about it, based on responses from 1,000 companies. So your customers expect a response to their question within an hour. But how can you satisfy their need for real-time support without hiring hundreds or thousands of customer support resources? This simply option is not going to even be. So that's why we use live chat on the websites. When I design a site for my clients or my businesses doing B2B, I'm letting them know you're going to need a live chat so that way your customers can submit inquiries about any subject or anything that they want to talk about to you as a company, and then you have one of your customer service reps or people to respond to them. LiveChat is a web-based support tool that you can use to chat in real time with your customers. It's like Skype, Google Hangouts, and WebEx, Teams, and so forth. But now it's all engrafted into the sites that we designed today. Notice CRMs is also engrafted into the websites today as well, and you also have a database where you can keep track of all your customers. You have your email list subscriptions that you can get in contact, connect with them too. And you can send an e-blast out to all of your customers on promotions, on updates, and things that you're doing as a business on a regular weekly basis. Talk about collapsing time frames. You don't have to hire a whole lot of people to do that. All you have to do is get a few hands on deck to basically continue to connect and interact with your customers on a regular weekly basis. That's it. The more you do it, the stronger you are, and guess what? This is adding growth to your business. And it's a win-win situation. Your customers is receiving support in real time, and your customer success team can handle multiple chats at once, compared with one email or phone call at a time. So this is what makes more sense. And the good news, there are hundreds of chat tools available that you can start using to respond faster to prevent losing your customers to a competitor. And most of the sites that I design basically have that built in. So you don't have to worry about that. Here at GlobalTouchEnterprise.net, go to my website at www.GlobalTouchEnterprise.net. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. So, number four, sales and marketing alignment. If your sales and marketing team are working in silos, then it could be hindering your business growth. Basically, your sales and marketing alignment has to be on, and it was proven that aligning your sales and marketing teams helps to generate 32% higher revenue, retain 36% more customers, and achieve 38% higher win rate. As you're moving the prospect through the streamlined sales and marketing funnel. And once you do this, ladies and gentlemen, this gives you an opportunity to make sure that all of your customers are getting the information that they're needing to grow, acquiring anything that they're looking for. You have that push through. Sales gives them discounts and savings. Marketing strategies are basically how you market to your target market on a regular basis so they can just click, purchase, and you win. The quicker you have them to purchase the product, the faster you do that, the stronger your network. This is adding to your growth. Why? Because aligned sales and marketing teams will not only help you convert more leads, but generate more high-quality ones too. It's no secret, though, that sales and marketing teams often debate lead quality. But basically, if you're doing your marketing leads, you got your sales team, you got all of them collaborating together, you got them looking at the best and more effective way to push out information to your customers on a regular weekly basis, ladies and gentlemen, then you'll have a strong network built, and then they'll continue to grow with you and share with them, with the people that they know, on the opportunities that you're presenting to them. Because still, believe me, word of mouth marketing is still key today. Do not ever think that it's not. Word of mouth is still good, still solid, and it works. So if you're sending out information to them and they're seeing the benefits of that, guess what? They're going to share with other people that they know. Number five, personalization is always going to be key. And we always want to go by the name of the customer. Who's your, you know, let's say David is your customer. And so if you make it more personalized for David to look at what you guys are offering as your customer, and just saying, Mr. Customer or Mr. This, Mr. That, hey, David, I want to share this with you. Thank you for your last purchase with us at XYZ Company. We also want to present to you another opportunity here that we're doing on a promotional wise that you can share amongst your friends and family, or something you can take advantage for yourself. You're making it personable to David, but you're also making it general for him to share with other people that he may know. And so if you think about it, to get new customers, you have to make it on a level where you're interacting with them on the first name basis. You know, they come into you, they buy from you on a regular. You want to know who they are. You want to know their name. And you want to make it personable to them so that way they can feel comfortable coming in, and you make them feel like, hey, you're part of the team. And you're also part of my business, and it's part of the growth. So you want to do that. Make sure, though, that when you do that, you send exclusive one-to-one offers only available to the individual customer. Know a customer's purchase history and all about their previous correspondence each time they contact you. Recommend new products or services based on the customer's interest or behavior. Allow the customer to choose when, how often, and what type of communication they receive from you. This is the tactical way to do this. If you do it these points here that I just described to you, this is the best way to continue growth. Again, it's all about growth. Number six, digital transformation. We live in a time of full-scale digital revolution. Are you a part of the revolution? Do you want to be a part of the revolution? New internet-powered technologies emerge daily to seamlessly fit into our daily lives. Your business can, too, ride the wave of the digital transformation and use new technologies to grow. Again, growth is the most important commodity on the planet. So while many of the new technologies are tailored to individuals, in the business world, digital transformation is all about improving business processes and efficiency, for example, using cloud-based tools or SaaS-powered systems. Here's a few samples, though, I'm going to share with you, ladies and gentlemen, that basically I do this with my web design. I'm building websites with my clients. I'm doing marketing campaigns, or even talking to them on the radio show or having them on the, yes, on the show. I'm showing them this is internet-based business. It's an internet radio. My business is internet-based. I don't have a brick-and-mortar location. Basically, I work from home right now during this pandemic time. So I don't need to go into an office and meet people and all that. I can do it on Zoom, FaceTime. I can basically do it on the phone. I can do it online. No matter which way I do it, though, if you think about it, digital transformation is going to be your key growth component today if you're not updated. This is the new year now, 2021. Last year, was you digitally transformed? If not, it's time to do so now. If you have accounting, sales, marketing, human resources. I'm going to say that again. Accounting, sales, marketing, human resources. So if you have an accounting, you can use artificial intelligence to predict revenue, compare historical performance, and piece together accurate forecasts. If you got, well, of course, sales, you can use the CRM software to keep track of the leads and send schedules, follow-up emails to those you haven't heard from in a while. Marketing, You can use email marketing to send personalized one-to-one emails with exclusive offers based on the purchase history stored in your CRM. Human resources. You can use business apps like Skype or WebEx Teams to manage overtime and sick leaves and open private lines to communicate with staff and create a sense of community within your business. Now, depending on how many employees you have, depending on how many people you got on your team, you want to make sure you have something on that level. So digital transformation, ladies and gentlemen, will be adding to your growth in this year 2020. Last but not least, number 7, data-driven decision-making. Woo-hoo! Most business decisions are made based on a round table of opinions and gut instincts. But here's the thing. That's not the most effective way to decide or make decisions, but instead, you should be relying on data. Data. Documentation beats conversation. For example, let's say your sales manager comes to you with a tactic of how to reduce churn. Well, they suggest that by adding chat to the website, which I'm glad, your customers won't cancel their subscription, but how do you know if that will work? The answer lies in the customer's feedback. When it comes to successful projects and initiatives, based on customer feedback, prove to be the most successful and effective way to continue to keep your business growing. And if you look at it, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the things you must do when making decisions. You want to use data to back it up. If you don't have your data to back up your decisions of what you're trying to do to implement, then it's just going to be based on feeling or gut instinct, and that's not always going to be enough. Yeah, you can make a conscious, brave decision, of course, on what to do, but again, it has to be something based on patterns, habits, behaviors, and what your customers are looking for. But remember this well. In the marketplace, you're satisfying 3 things. It's what people want, need, and can afford. If you satisfy these 3 things, ladies and gentlemen, you can be successful. And that's understanding the 5 P's of marketing. Again, it's all about the people, product, price, place, promotion. As we continue to grow into that, this is going to be a way that you're going to build a successful business and continue to grow by updating your technologies and updating your, basically, the data that you're going to be utilizing to drive you to making the wise decision even further. So, the 7, security and privacy. 2, customer experience, which is always going to be key to growth. Real-time customer service. You know, I'm talking about real-time, ladies and gentlemen. Number 4, you're talking about sales and marketing alignment, making sure your team and everybody's on the same page and your content is the same. Please keep in mind, whatever you promote on your website, whatever content materials you're utilizing, you must be consistent across the board in your marketing campaigns. If you're not consistent on that, ladies and gentlemen, people will peep that and they will say, well, wait a minute, he's saying it over here, he's this, but then when you actually go there, it's not. Now, you cannot get the customers confused. They will definitely bail on you, and they will never be doing business with you ever again. Number 5, personalize. Please make sure you give your customers by sending them information on a by first name basis. And you should know your customers by now, the ones that continue to do business with you over and over and over again. I have many clients that do business with me over and over. I know them. They know me. They know exactly what I'm able to do and capable of doing, and I make sure that I execute what they need right then and there. So, number 6, digital transformation. Please remember, if your business is not on that level as of yet, this year, 2021, you want to make sure you have the digital transformation. You want to make sure that you're up to date and up to par when it comes to your accounting, sales, marketing, and your human resources. Whatever you're doing on the 5 P's of marketing, promotion is key. You have to promote daily. Promote your business every single day. In season, out of season, every day. And last but not least, data-driven decision-making. You want to do data-driven decision-making instead of going by your gut instinct or opinions of others who are not looking at the data or what you got going on based on your business. Because every business is going to be different, and everybody got a different group of set of customers that they're going to be interacting with on a regular, weekly, daily basis. So you have to have something that's tailor-made, tailor-fit, that's going to be driven directly to you based on your customers and what their needs are and what they're sharing and giving you feedback on that you can tweak and update on a basis. And you should be looking to tweak your business regularly, as often as necessary. And once you do that tweaking, you do all of the updates, you got all of the things going, in 2021, ladies and gentlemen, and beyond, you would have a successful, full-blown business that can generate millions, if not billions, annually a year. That's what you want to do. And so with that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everybody for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson. And we're going to continue to build and grow our network as we continue to share opportunities of growth like never before. So tune in next week. We'll have some more people on, and we'll just keep building and growing as we continue to share the information with everybody. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this edition. Again, it's going to be a plum pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. It's from my brother, Les Brown. And ladies and gentlemen, keep building the dream and keep the faith. We will see you again next week on our next show. Thank you, and have a great day.